My colleague Ross Reynolds has been in Europe for the past month on a journalism fellowship. Today, Ross shares a scene from Prague in the Czech Republic.
An acoustic guitarist entertains the tourists in Prague's old town square. This is a city with ramshackle charm. Beautiful medieval buildings, beaux-arts theaters, winding narrow medieval streets, graffiti, and avant-garde public art. Every hour, the tourists wait to see the medieval astronomical clock. It's kind of a giant cuckoo clock, and when it tolls on the hour, the acoustic guitarist knows exactly when to stop playing. A rooster crows, faces of old men appear behind the clock face, the bells ring. Further along is the picturesque Charles Bridge, with the blackened statues, views of the river beneath the lumbering Prague castle on the hillside above. Tourists snap pictures, shop at the art stands, while music permeates the air. The Czech Republic is the first country I ever visited that was once under communist rule. Today, there's a museum dedicated to communism, recounting life under Soviet domination. It's located above a McDonald's and next door to a casino. But 25 years ago, communism was alive and well. East Germans came to Prague looking for a way out. The border between East Germany and West was tightly guarded, but the word spread that if you could make it to the West German embassy in Prague, you could get passage to the West and citizenship. And so they came. First by the dozens, and then as the word spread by the hundreds, they would climb over a fence into the German embassy grounds. At first, the embassy could accommodate them in the building, but as more arrived, they camped out on embassy grounds. Then they filled the streets around the embassy. After a few tense days, they got what they wanted, passage to West Germany and freedom. But the East Germans left behind something on the streets of Prague, their cars. The cheap East German-built Trabants, a subcompact with a two-cylinder engine and a reputation for unreliability. Once these cars, nicknamed Trabis, got them to Prague, they were disposable. On the grounds of the German embassy, there's a statue of a giant Trabi walking on four legs by the wonderful Czech avant-garde artist David Cerny. It's a memorial to the flight to freedom in the waning days of the Cold War 25 years ago. In Prague, the Czech Republic, I'm Ross Reynolds.